Up next on American Restoration.
So what is this?
It's a pedal bulldozer.
This is a bulldozer?
This is it. There's not much left of it.
Parts is definitely going to be the major issue.
And Kelly was telling me that you want something sort of old.
I just thought it'd be kind of cool to have an old retro vending machine that we could use for some of our smaller items.
Yeah, okay.
And I really like that machine.
There's no shelves.
Dang it.
That mechanism's not going to work.
Another great sale by Rick Dale.
Yeah, it messed up.
I'm Rick Dale. And at my shop, we share a passion to give new life to pieces from the past. Every project has its challenges, but there's no job we can't handle. This is American Restoration.
In this business, the devil's in the details. Every single stage of a restoration is just as important as the last.
Man, this thing's looking sharp. This looks fantastic.
It wouldn't be pretty if I didn't do my job.
When all is said and done, we want every item that leaves this shop to blow the customer away.
I'm gonna be in bike heaven. Oh my gosh. Eric?
Hi, I'm Kelly. I talked to you on the phone.
Kelly, hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. This is my husband, Rick.
Hey, Rick, good to meet you.
I'm here today with Kelly at the Inner Bike Convention with all kinds of bike manufacturers from all over the world. And it is just an awesome array of bicycles. The potential customer wants to take a vending machine and make it into some kind of a tool dispenser.
Wow, so these are the tools, huh?
Yep. We make about 400 different tools just for bicycles.
Wow. Kelly was telling me that you want some kind of a vending machine, something sort of old.
Right. It's to commemorate our 50th anniversary this year. And I just thought it'd be kind of cool to have an old retro vending machine that we could use for some of our smaller items.
Gotcha. Well, actually, we've got a couple of machines on the back of the truck.
Perfect.
And I'll see if it'll even work, you know?
All right.
I'm going to go shopping, okay?
Yeah, fine.
All right.
All right, come on out here.
Bye.
I brought two machines with me, a 1964 cigar machine and a 1959 cigarette machine. Either one should be able to dispense his tools. I just hope he likes one of the styles.
Perfect. You know, back in the day, there were cigarette machines in every bar, every front of every store. And what happened was, over the last 50 years, the government started cracking down on smoking because of health hazards. So a lot of the businesses had to go smoke-free. And that's when these machines became rare. Who needs cigarettes anyways? We're putting bike parts in this,
yeah,
right?
That's right, that's right.
So we're taking something that's used to be a, you know, a bad thing and making it healthy.
Right, I like it.
So this one here is a 1964 cigar machine. It used to be set up so where you can actually see the cigars inside here. And then when you pulled on these levers, it would drop itself down into here. And if you look inside, these slots look big enough to be able to hold your tools. Now this one, this is more of a late 50s cigarette machine.
Right.
It's got a lot of stainless on it that really, really polishes up well. You can tell this was built in the 50s and that was built in the 60s because you notice all these knobs are chrome.
Right.
And those over there are plastic, you know?
Yep.
It's locked. I forgot the key, but the inside should be similar to the cigar machine.
I think they would fit in there.
Yeah.
Okay. And I really like that machine better. It just has a more classic look. I think there'd be some really cool stuff you could do with that.
Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll do the mirror,
yeah. And
then we'll do, like, maybe your logo through here.
Right.
We do the blue on the outside. We polish up all this stainless and make the mechanism work to where it drops your product correctly.
Right. All right, so
all
what's
right.
this going to cost me?
I'm looking at a $7,500 to do the whole thing.
I think this would be a great testament to 50 years. All right, let's do
all
it.
All right, awesome, awesome. Right. That's cool.
The machine I chose is in pretty rough shape, so I hope he can make it look like I want it to look.
How much longer do we have on creating this thing?
3 hours.
3 hours and you'll be done? Hold on. What's up, Dad?
Hey, Tyler. A customer just called me. His name is Kurt, and he wants to get some restored. And I'm going to be gone for a while. Can you handle that for me?
All right.
All right, bud. Thanks.
Bye. Okay, I got to run, but create this, create the gas pump, and then blast that, okay? How you doing? You Kurt?
Good. Yep.
Cool. Tyler.
Nice to meet you.
All right, so what is this?
It's a 1950 pedal bulldozer. I played with it when I was a kid.
This is a bulldozer?
It was.
It was?
Yeah, actually, yeah. I've got a picture of me riding it. This is in about 1980. My dad found this pedaled bulldozer in a scrap pile at work one day, and he brought it home for all of us kids to use. It's just something that we enjoyed playing with, and I'd like to see it put back together.
Wow, this is a lot different than what's on this table.
This is it. There's not much left of it.
I mean, in that picture, there was blades and tracks and a bunch of different things that aren't actually here.
Yep, there was actually a running board that went across on both sides of the little toolbox.
Okay.
There's a blade that's run by cable with this lever.
Wow.
That's not here.
Okay. It's missing so much. Okay.
Those are the front wheels. They actually would slide back and forth to give the track tension. They actually had a metal link track.
Wow.
These were to steer. When you pull these back, it actually lifts that wheel off the ground. Then that wheel would spin so it wouldn't drive the track.
That would make it turn.
Make it turn.
I understand. So like a real bulldozer.
Yep, you're moving the levers and you're raising the lever to pull the blade up and down.
Then this is the front, obviously.
That sits on top. And that had an exhaust pipe. See, now it's a bulldozer.
Ah, look, we're closer. Do you know when it's exactly from?
Actually, I have a magazine article. This is a 1950 Popular Mechanics.
Child-sized bulldozer looks and works like the real thing. So you want this bulldozer to look just like the one in the magazine?
I want to get it back as original as possible,
original.
Right down to the color.
Colors, decals.
Yep. I've seen pictures of really poorly restored ones, and I don't want that. I want it done right. I think my dad had a lot of fun watching us kids play with it.
Yeah.
That's my goal, to get it done and really surprise him.
That's really awesome.
So what are you thinking? What's this whole thing going to run me?
To make it original like you want it, parts is definitely going to be the major issue. Worst case scenario, if we can't find the parts, we're going to have to manufacture them. We'll get all the pits out, get the whole thing straight. We'll match that 1950s Caterpillar yellow. And there's a little bit of it on it left, so I can try to go off that. With all that being said, we're probably looking at $6,500.
Wow. Means a lot to my dad. I know it will.
Yeah.
I think we got to do it.
I
think we got to do it.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Appreciate it.
I'm excited.
Thank you very much.
Great. No, I'm excited to do it.
I can't wait to get down here with my dad and see the expression on his face. I think that's going to be the part that I remember the most.
Hey, Ty.
What's up?
I sold this cigarette machine to a guy that wants to make it into a tool vending machine. He actually owns a company. His tool has to fit inside this and drop correctly to the bottom. And I didn't bring the key.
That's a Rick Dale sale right there.
Yeah, I messed up. Hey, I don't know. Do we have a key for that?
No, this will have to be drilled. I don't have the key.
So let's drill that out. As soon as Kyle gets it open,
yeah,
come get me.
Okay. Who forgets the key? Amateurs. Different vending machines have different ways of storing and dispensing their products. Once we get the door open, we'll see what kind of shelf system we're dealing with, and then we can figure out what size tools we can put in there. Oh! What the f***? This is totally not gonna work for what he's thinking about.
What's he thinking about?
He's thinking about putting tools in there, but look, this is slots. It's only made for something square and the specific size. He's not gonna be happy. I'll be back, I'm gonna go get him. Take some pictures or something. All right, we got that machine open.
Good.
Okay. Not good, you're There's no shelves.
There's no shelves?
I swear.
All right, let me go look at it.
This is not gonna work at all.
It's a dropper.
Yeah. Another great sale by Rick Dale.
What you need to understand is everything is fixable. He liked the style of it, but the way it's designed, that mechanism's not gonna work. So I got the answer.
What, you just gonna switch the mech?
Damn right I'm just gonna switch the mech. Luckily, they made these in candy and in cigarette. So let's go find us a candy machine, the same model, rob that mech, put it in here to where the mechanism will accommodate his tools. Let's go ahead and rip the rest of it apart, and I'll find the mech. Okay, here we go.
I hope for your sake he has this.
Yeah, I know, we need one. You know, I think this is gonna work, but I really, really, I only need this mech.
You gotta buy the whole machine. You need it, I don't.
I have no idea what we're looking at.
You're gonna remember this.
Oh, wow. My little dozer. Hey.
We're converting a vending machine into a bicycle tool dispenser for a big client.
While Ted's taking care of the painting and all the graphics for the outside of the machine, Tyler and I have to find a replacement mechanism for the inside of the machine to properly dispense the bicycle tools.
I hope for your sake he has this.
I can't believe that I gotta look for this mechanism.
My dad never messes up as much as he did on this project, so I'm really gonna enjoy this.
You know what you don't have to look for? A good-looking mother because he's right here.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
Good.
How you been?
Good.
We are actually looking for an old candy machine. You're more than welcome to go in the back and take a look and see if you can come up with something.
Okay.
Cool?
Yeah.
See what they got back here.
Holy Toledo's.
Look at all the stuff in here.
Lots of stuff.
Oh, look at all these globes.
These globes are actually original for the top of the gas pumps.
It made it all the way from 1930 to now.
Nobody, no kid shot a BB at it. These are real rare.
What about these gum machines? Literally one of every color gum machine.
Those pulvers, they're made out of porcelain. They do have everyone up there. But we're not here for gum machines. We're here for candy machines.
What's this right here?
Oh, I think that may be it.
This is the same model. This is a National candy machine. See how the inside's got those little trays in there?
Yeah.
And the handles are almost exactly alike.
I think this would probably work.
Yeah. Look, this one here is set up to where it has these shelves that will still hold the weight of the tool. And when you pull the knob, this thing drops and it falls down to the bottom and comes out the tray.
Gotcha.
You know, I think this is gonna work, but I wanna try to get just this mech. So go get Peter.
All right, I'll be right back.
This mech should fit perfectly, but that's all I need. If I gotta pay for the whole machine, that's gonna be one expensive mistake. Hey, Peter, this one here looks like the version that we need, and I think everything's there, but I really, I only need this mech. I don't need the rest of the machine. Will you sell me just the mech?
Then what am I gonna do with the case? You gotta buy the whole machine.
What do you want for the whole machine?
$500.
Will you go down at all? $400.
Okay, I'll do $400 because you need it.
Awesome, thanks, Peter. I mean, you helped me out a lot. I appreciate it.
Nice save, Richard Dale.
You want to walk home, Tyler Dale? We got in a pedal car bulldozer, and Tyler's having a hard time finding a bunch of parts for it. So I'm gonna help him try to hunt some down since he helped me out with the bike tool project.
Hey, Glenna.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Hey, I'm Rick.
We're looking for some pedal car parts.
I have a few.
This lady specializes in pedal cars, and if anybody's gonna have rare parts, it's gonna be her.
When I buy collections, I get some bins of parts. And just go up the stairs and you'll see some shelves.
Thank you. Alrighty. Thank you very much.
I hope you find what you need.
Okay. She says up here there's some parts. Hopefully we hit pay dirt.
So that's cool.
Hey. She's got some cars up
there. Yeah.
Pedal car heaven.
I like that. It's like a three-wheeled trike looking thing.
That was like an X15.
That's probably 60s. This is the beginning of the big wheel. You're pedaling with the front, and then you power steered it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is the one I'm used to as a kid. This was called atomic missiles, basically what it was. They actually had directions down here that would tell you, you know, which bomb you were letting off, what missile. Let's see if she's got some parts.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, those are for tractors right there. That's the windshield to the fire engine.
Hey!
Whoa! Those are cool.
There's two of them.
This looks like a track. They're just pressed out pieces of steel with little hooks on the end. We can make some of these, punch these out, and make some more if we need longer.
Okay.
But this is like a great start.
Yeah.
All right, so why don't you go get her,
okay,
and let's see what she wants for these tracks.
Okay.
Hey, Glenna.
Hey.
Okay, we were looking around, and we ended up finding these tracks.
If you want to buy those, they're up for sale.
How much do you want for them?
I was thinking maybe 250.
How about 100 and a half?
How about 2?
All right, that's a deal. I'll take
them. All right.
I'll take them for sure.
Cool. We're not exactly sure if this track is gonna work, but it's better to have something to go off than to try to make something out of nothing.
Sweet.
Ow.
You got lucky. Finding these tracks was a big help, and I really hope we can get this done on schedule. Manny's modifying the tracks we found to make them work, and doing body work on the bulldozer parts so that Ted can do all the finishing touches on the exterior. I'm hoping when we're done, this thing's gonna really pop.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Dad.
Yeah.
Kurt's here for the item we restored for him, and he brought his dad.
Cool.
Hey, Kurt.
Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Dwayne.
Dwayne.
He doesn't know what he's here for.
Right on. Well, this ought to be good. All right, well, let's go look at it.
Can't wait.
Let's go on out.
My dad has absolutely no idea why we're here. Just to get my dad to go anyplace is tough, but if we pull this off, this is going to be incredible.
Kurt, you remember when you came in, right? And you remember what it looked like,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was very questionable, but I don't know. We did it. I'm excited. I just can't wait.
And Dwayne.
I have no idea what we're looking at.
You're going to remember this. All right, so you two ready to see it?
Oh, I'm more than ready.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
Oh, wow, my little dozer. Hey, came back to life. It's great. Hey, you did a super job. Oh, wow.
I saw it in the back kind of wasting away, and I just really felt something needed to be done with it. I brought it here, and it did an incredible job.
I found it in a pile originally, so I brought it home, put it back together. Kids played with it. Now it really got put back together. This is super. This is really great. You did a good job. Thank you.
You know, it came in with a lot of missing parts. The tracks on here, Tyler and I actually found somebody that deals in pedal cars, and she had to have them stuffed away.
Really?
So we got really lucky on that.
Yeah.
But the rest of the stuff, we made.
Oh, wow.
We ended up remaking the toolboxes and the fender. It didn't have a exhaust stack, so we made one the exact same size it would have been.
When it came in, there was no seat on it, so we actually had to cut this wood to the shape, put some foam padding on it, and then wrap it.
And then this whole plow on the front.
Look at that.
We handmade that whole thing. All this artwork on here, what Ted does is he actually hand paints all the graphics on this, and then we clear over everything.
Okay.
So that it's set to last another 50 years, yeah, unless you get on it now.
I normally would not go anywhere without knowing what I was doing,
yeah,
but
what you're
this
going for
was really worth it. He could have brought a new pickup truck home, it would have not meant as much as this. This is the ultimate.
Yeah, it's awesome. It really feels good to me to bring something back to life for the memories.
It just brings back a lot of memories about the kids playing with it, and to see it restored is just fantastic. Now it's my toy again, at least for now.
Regular maintenance on your motorcycle chain is crucial. If it snaps, it can cause your rear wheel to skid, causing potential damage to your motor and to you as a rider. When it comes to cleaning your motorcycle or bicycle chain, which is the best product to use? A, Camp Fuel, B, vinegar, C, kerosene, D, olive oil. The answer and more coming up. When it comes to cleaning your bicycle or motorcycle chain, which is the best product to use? The correct answer is C, kerosene. While gasoline, like white fuel or camp fuel, contain kerosene, they can spark a fire, so be careful to only use kerosene. Take an old rag and soak it in the kerosene. Rub the chain on all sides, and you can see how much dirt came off, and now, you got a nice, clean chain, and you're ready to go.
Ben?
Yeah?
Eric's here.
Hey, Eric.
Great to see you.
Good to see you. Happy 50th anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ben. Are you excited to see this tool machine?
I am really excited to see it.
You know, remember the key thing I had a problem? I couldn't open it. I didn't bring the key. I messed up. That ended up to be a huge cluster fudge. But it got finished, and I can't wait to show it to you.
Great. I can't wait to see it.
Let's go on back, and I'll show it. It's over here. The whole mechanism fiasco really threw me for a loop on this project. But if the customer likes it, it'll totally be worth it.
All right. So
you remember what this looked like, right?
I did. Beat up. Original condition, so to speak.
Yeah.
But had a lot of potential.
You ready for your 50th anniversary surprise?
Yeah, I am ready.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
Oh, man. Rick, you nailed it. That's our color, that's our blue. This is our original logo, back from the early 60s. Just a classic look.
Park Tools all over it?
That says Park Tools all over it. I love it.
On the outside, all this is polished stainless to make it look just brilliant. And then these pieces are actually chrome, the handles on there. It didn't have a mirror, so we put the mirror inside here and then painted it all up.
The black and the blue, they just go great together.
And then on the inserts, we painted the back of it and then slid your cards in there so you can tell what it is.
Perfect. You got our 50th anniversary logo on there.
Yeah, you want to see inside?
I do want to see inside.
I put it up like that. These are the trays that hold each separate product. When you pull on it, it's gonna drop and then come down here.
So this is one that tips forward?
Yeah, okay. And it tips back. And each one of these, right now, if they were all up, it would mean the machine would be empty. So look at the front. See how it says sold out?
Oh, cool.
So and then as we close it, see, it's bringing them all up?
Yeah.
It says 40 cents.
Yeah, right.
But this mechanism is off, and it's all ready to go now.
Great. Well, it all looks good, just like you promised, but does it work?
Well, give her a shot.
All right. Hey!
So what'd you get? You got yourself.
I got a chain tool. I've always wanted one. Well, let's try this one. Oh, it worked again. It's like getting the candy store. I'm gonna do them all. We'll put this right in the lobby with all of our memorabilia from the early days.
Yeah.
It's gonna fit right in. It's gonna be absolutely fantastic. Thank you.
You bet.
Kelly, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, let's go inside and Kelly will finish up the paperwork and we'll get started crating.
All right, good.